Good morning. And continued Merry Christmas. It is so good to see you. My name is Ginger Gainsorelli, and I am the senior pastor here at Foundry United Methodist Church. And on behalf of our pastors and our staff here at Foundry, welcome. We're so glad that you're here as we continue our celebration of Christmas. And we want to welcome especially those who might be visiting with us, visiting family, or just visiting the city and have come to be with us this morning. It's our blessing and privilege to welcome you and to have you join with us. And today we'll share in a simple service of lessons and carols and remembering and lifting up again, just allowing ourselves to be held in this beautiful story and to lift up our voices with singing. And it's great to have you. So welcome, welcome, welcome. We want you to know that no matter where you've come from today, and no matter where you go when you leave this time of worship, no matter what you believe or doubt, no matter what you feel or don't feel today, and no matter whom you love, you are welcome to come just as you are, to be met by our God who knows you by name and who loves you and who wants to have an ever closer relationship with you. Welcome. We will begin by sharing together a responsive call to worship, and I'm going to invite you to turn to your worship guide and stand as you are able as our ministry intern, Michael Potesta, comes to lead us.
We praise God who made the heavens and the earth. We praise God who has given us salvation through Jesus Christ. We praise God who calls forth life from stardust and ashes. We praise God who has given us eternal life in Jesus Christ. We praise God who made us and gave us hearts to love. We praise God whose love reigns in us because of Jesus Christ. Come, worship our God who is the creator of all things. Worship Christ, the newborn King. Please remain standing and join us in singing hymn number 179.
Thank you. seated. You may be seated. And we want to invite up all of our children for our children's time together. Come on down. Come on up. Adults from the choir. Whoever. It doesn't matter. Come on down, friends. How are we doing?
Good morning. Good morning. It's good to see you.
Good morning. All right. Candy cane. Awesome. Excellent. Very Christmassy. How was your Christmas?
Good.
Excellent. That's what we want to hear. I feel compelled to tell you, Christmas is not over. Did you know? It's still Christmas. Josie says no. Yes, Miss Josie, it is still Christmas. Christmas, turns out, is a whole season of 12 days. Mm-hmm. You know the song? On the first day of?
Oh, yeah, my grandparents played it.
Perfect. I know. So we're only on day number 3. And we have 12 full days of Christmas. And so we have this Sunday together, still in the Christmas season, and next Sunday together, still in the Christmas season. So we get to keep celebrating. And so today, what we're going to do is we are going to tell the Christmas story, and we are going to sing together as a whole group. But I want you to help me give some instructions to the adults, okay? Because adults need instructions about how to sing. Do you see this? This is our hymnal. And on page Roman numeral 7, which spells V. I know. There are instructions for singing if you're Methodist. John Wesley wrote them. And there are also 7 of those. Why don't you pick one? Which one do you want me to read to the adults? Quickly. 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 That one? The last one? Okay. Here we go. Number 7. Above all, sing spiritually. Have an eye to God in every word you sing. Aim at pleasing God more than yourself or any other creature. In order to do this, attend strictly to the sense of what you sing and see that your heart is not carried away with the sound, but offered to God continually, so shall your singing be such as the Lord will approve and reward you when he cometh in the clouds of heaven. This is super old instructions. It just means sing prayerfully. Sing knowing that God listens to us when we sing, when we read, when we pray, when we worship together. At all times, God listens to us and God is with us. And so today, you guys are invited to sing with us and stay here with us. And all of the songs are in this book and with all of the words. Now, if you're younger and you do want to go over to childcare, it is available today. But we want to hear your voices and we want you to sing with us if you can. I know you can sing. Although you don't have the guitar.
I've got to go to Sunday school.
All right, well, there's no Sunday school. Sing with us, Josie. You can even come sit with me if you want. So let's pray, and then we are going to sing, okay? Holy and loving God, we give thanks for this season of Christmas, and we give thanks that Christmas isn't one day. It's a whole 12 days, and we are invited to celebrate Christmas by being Christ's love in the world every day of our lives throughout the whole year. So be with us now. Help us to sing and pray and watch over us in all the days to come. And all God's children said, amen. Okay. Thank you, guys. Day number 3. Oh. So friends, we do want to say welcome again. Here's another instruction about singing. Sing all. See that you join with the congregation as frequently as you can, and let not a slight degree of weakness or weariness hinder you. If it is a cross to you, take it up, and you will find it a blessing. We're going to do some singing today, friends. Don't let it be a burden. So we do say welcome to all of you, and we want to say a special welcome to anyone joining us via live stream. If you are a first-time guest or visitor with us here at Foundry, We are grateful that you chose to worship with us. The ushers are in the booklet with an called All Things Foundry that can tell you more about the mission and ministry of this congregation. If you would like one, just raise your hand and they will come to you. We do want to know who is here, and at the left end of each pew is a black welcome folder. We ask that everyone please write your name on the registration pad, and if you are interested in becoming a member of Foundry, please check that box next to your name. And if you are a guest with us this day, there's an additional pad inside the folder where you can provide us your contact information if you like. And you can place those in the collection basket at the offering time. Everyone is invited to our fellowship time together after the service. We will be in the fellowship hall. It's just out this door to the right and up the stairs. If you'd like to use the elevator, it's just a bit further down on the right. We want to mention a couple of additional announcements that you can also find in your worship guide in the back. This week, the Foundry office will be closed on Monday, tomorrow, the 28th of December, in observance of Christmas. And then again on Friday and Saturday, the 1st and 2nd of January, in observance of New Year's Day. And if you would please note that on Thursday, the office will be closing at 5 p.m. That's on the 31st. We will have normal operations at all other times during this week. In January, next Sunday, on the 3rd, you are invited to join us for the conclusion of the Christmas Justice series, as we will look at a theology of ecology. How are we being stewards of our natural creation and the gifts that God has placed in our care? You can come and hear us being led by Emily Wiersma of the Friends Committee on National Legislation. On Sunday, January the 17th, in celebration of Martin Luther King Jr. Sunday, you are invited to join us at both worship services, 9:30 or 11, as Reverend Dr. Vance P. Ross will be our guest preacher. And Reverend Dr. Ross is Deputy General Secretary of Discipleship Ministries for the United Methodist Church. Just to note, for next week after service, our coffee hour and fellowship time will actually be downstairs in the Davenport, as the fellowship hall will go offline as we continue in our renovation and restoration work for Foundry Church. We do want to lift up a couple of concerns, and we know that you have in your own hearts both joys and concerns. We'd like to make just a special mention that we continue to be in prayer for Josiane Blackman. Her husband, Hugh Blackman, died on December the 18th, and he was 76 years old. So we want to continue to hold Josiane in prayer as we move into this time together. During our service, you are invited. Please sing together. Sing joyfully as we retell this Christmas story. And just know that we will remain seated for the songs that we sing together until our closing. So you are invited to be in an attitude of prayer throughout and be in a comfortable setting for you as we move throughout the service. At this time, Pastor Ginger will come and lead us in a time of prayer. The altar railings are open. You are invited. Let us be taking our hearts and minds to God.
Let us pray. Oh God, you have come into the world and are always coming into the world. And we thank you that you have come to dwell with us, to be Emmanuel, our guide, our light, our love, the love that holds us that we might love others. God, we come to you this day with great thanksgiving and joy for the gift of your presence with us and for the way that you have assured us of that presence through Jesus Christ. What a feast and celebration is this season in which we remember and say thank you for this amazing grace. God, we thank you for all of the joys of our lives and the blessings and the gifts that flow for friends and for family and for a kind word or someone who draws near when we are feeling alone. For all of the ways that we are reminded that hope and peace and love and joy are not just nice ideas, but are gifts given to us. We give you thanks. We thank you for all that matters most of all in our lives, for those persons and experiences, and even for the challenges that help us grow. We say thank you. God, we pray today for this world of ours, this world of yours, upon which we live and move. And we pray, oh God, for all of the places and situations in which there is violence and fear and terror and war. We pray, oh God, that your peace might truly be made manifest even in those places that seem impervious to peace. God, help us to be peacemakers in this world. We pray, oh God, for all of those who this day are feeling afraid, who are feeling pain, who are feeling lonely. We pray for those who are suffering from addiction, from anxiety and depression, from any chronic illness that seeks to steal life. We pray, O God, that you would be with each one and with those who care for them. Grant strength and peace for the living of these days. And we pray, O God, in a special way today for all of those who are grieving loved ones who have blessed our lives and have moved into the next life to be bathed in your glory. Gracious God, gather up the prayers of all your people gathered here now as we pause for a moment of silence to lift up the petitions of our own hearts. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Receive our prayers, O Lord, and help us to be yours. We pray these things in the name of Jesus, who came into the world and showed us your life and showed us your love and taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And now we turn to the story that bears our salvation. As we hear the story and sing the carols that follow, be reminded that in our tradition, singing is one of the ways that we learn the story, that we learn what we believe and proclaim it. So let us now, as John Wesley taught us to do, reflect and sing prayerfully and fully, giving thanks to our God.
The prophets announced the birth of a king to a people in darkness. The people who walked in the darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David in his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness. From the time onward and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
The king is coming and will usher in a reign of justice for the poor and peace for all God's creation. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace.
Let's start at page 241, and we'll sing the refrain, all six verses together, and then refrain after the six verses again. Refrain, verses 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, no refrains, and one more refrain.
Against a backdrop of emperors and taxes, Jesus is born. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
Friends, as we move into our time of offering and returning thanks, you are invited to give as you are able, and know that when you give,
you not only support the mission and ministry of Foundry, but you also support our staff who have done incredible work to get us to this point this year throughout Christmas and now into the new year. And as we want to say a thanks. Jill is running out the back door. Running out of the church to avoid being thanked. They are so humble, our staff. Chris, I see you too. Chris, thank you. And Kirsten and Thomas, who aren't in here at the moment, but all of our staff do amazing work to keep this place running. And let us pray quick at this time before we take up this offering. Holy and loving God, for the gift of community, for the gift of service, and for all the gifts in our lives, we offer our thanks and we pray that these gifts that we offer back to you might be used for your kingdom building in all that we do and for all the people that we meet. Amen.
So let's sing a little more for offering. You can turn to page 228, He is Born. And then keep your finger at 220, Angels from the Realms of Glory. Choir, if you can take note early on high, ready? The rest of the piece. Let's start with 228, He is Born. paulslamper.com too.
Holy God, for your presence in this world, we give thanks and ask that all we do and all we give might bear your love to everyone we meet in all the places that we might go. Amen.
The shepherds go to see the Savior of the world lying in a manger. In that region, that there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now and take place, which this Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who had heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as had been said and told to them.
wise men follow a star to see the Savior of the world, the King of the Jews. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out. And there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
John unfolds the great mystery of the Incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, and he gave to them great power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, and the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. We're going to stand together and sing whatever Stanley tells us to.
We have a couple of minutes, so we have time for at least two, I think. And I think we've done well, so let's have a nice rouse and close. We'll start with Good Christian Friends Rejoice, and then we'll skip over to 251, Don't Tell It on the Mountain. And you can put your books down on the refrain and use your percussive hands on that one. Good Christian Friends Rejoice.
Thank you.
on the mountain. Go tell it where you are. Go tell it where you live. Go tell it where you work. Go tell the story through your life. Go and let the light and the love and the compassion and the mercy and the justice and the peace and the hope and the joy of Christmas, which is all the gifts of God given to us, let those things be what you carry out into this day, into this week, into next year, and everywhere you go. Go and be Christ's in the world, and go in peace and joy. Amen.